I'd like to introduce the studio, Nicola Dixon. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Neil.
And Nikki's in today because there is a new exhibition at Beaver Galleries starting tomorrow.
That's right, yes.
And it's about, before it's a Voyager's Tales, Bodan. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Well, this is the third in my series of Voyager's Tales. Mm-hmm. And this time I'm looking at the voyage of Nicolas Bodan. And that left France in 1800. It's a interesting period of history, and I've always found that the drawings that were done as recording the voyage and the things that people collected really stimulating to make artwork. The histories associated with the voyage are riveting. It came on the tail of the French Revolution. The voyage was authorised by Napoleon Bonaparte, and the fate of a lot of the things that were collected found their way actually in the hands of Napoleon's then consort, the Empress Josephine. And these things still have a presence in the world today, both as drawings that were made at the time, but in a place in France called Malmaison, where a lot of the plants and the animals were taken from, they were collected during the voyage and taken back to France, and they found their residence there.
Another one of those organisations that we now find that museums worldwide have been picking up all sorts of Australian artefacts over a long period of time, and they've obviously got a healthy collection of their own by the sounds of things.
Well, they've certainly got some healthy plants, and although they took a lot of birds and animals as well, many of those died, but one of the most significant things they took were a pair of black swans, which bred successfully and actually outlived the Empress Josephine. And last time I was there at Malmaison in 2017, the Australian government has recently gifted some more swans there to be in the grounds of Malmaison.
Oh, right.
So the story continues in a way.
Yes, because, of course, Europeans, in fact, it's called the black swan syndrome, isn't it? The idea that swans could be black was completely confounding to them, I imagine.
Well, that's right. They should have been white. Everyone knew those swans were white.
Yeah.
New way of thinking.
So when we come to the exhibition itself, what can people expect to see?
This exhibition's got a variety of works. It's got both paintings and drawings and one very odd pair of shoes made out of porcelain. And the reason is because I've been working on this material for a long time, and the different different medium that I used were able to convey a different mood. Because the collections that were amassed itself from Australia and taken back to France were extremely diverse, and it seemed hard to do this in just one medium. So I selected to do a variety of things.
And in the gallery, is it just you, or are you sharing space with someone else this time? Are there two shows?
There are two shows on. Mm-hmm. There is a interesting show that I haven't seen up. It wasn't installed when I visited yesterday, but it's a collection of digital prints, mediated photographic work, and that looks really, really interesting. But yes, I'm just in Gallery 1.
Okay. And compared to what we've known in the past with Beaver Galleries, no opening as such, I think, this time. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's a shame, and it's really coming home to me now, because as most artists, we're working in isolation all the time, and I'm missing this year very much the openings and a chance to network with peers and peers and exchange ideas. And for yourself, it was usually a very good way of putting a full stop at the end of a body of work.
Yes, and a sort of a celebration at the same time,
I guess.
That's
right, yeah. And an engagement.
Well, we're talking with Nicola Dixon on Arts Cafe. We'll be back in a moment to talk to Nicola more about the other things that she's doing and trying not to do at the same time. But in the meantime, this is the Ezra Collective and Why You're Mad from You Can't Steal My Joy. Thank you. That's the Ezra Collective and Why Are You Mad? We're talking with Nicola Dixon on Arts Cafe this morning, and we wanted to move on now to talk more generally about the things that you've got going on in your artistic life.
Well, I must admit, Neil, that the events of this year, the fires and COVID, have sort of rocked me to the core as far as my practice goes. And I'm glad that I have a project underway that I organised before the all these changes happened, because it's very grounding to be in the studio.
Of course.
This project is something I've been working on trying to get together for a few years, and it's involving a group of me working with a group of other artists. Many of them are local, and we've got Di Fogwell, Tiffany Cole, Stephen Holland, and hopefully maybe a couple of others in the future. And we're going to be working collaboratively and individually to make a body of works that respond to the fact that birds and bird numbers reflect changes in the climate. And the thing is that it's not just negative things, but it gives indications of positive ways that people can interact with changing habitat, working with feral species, and get positive increases in birds. And we're going to be making work about this. It's going to be a group exhibition, which is going to be shown at Mildura Arts Centre. And we're going to be doing residency programs and working with the local community so that they can tell local stories about how they feel about their local natural environment, and hopefully work with them to make work that will be on part of the exhibition too. So it's good because it's going to help me think through a lot of the changes that are happening now in terms of working in community of artists and working with the local community, and how this is going to be changed and morphed as time goes by. So although it has been a really disruptive time, I feel at least that there's a pathway through it to keep on working.
Okay, that's good. And the artist that you mentioned there, it sounds like it's going to be multidisciplinary as well. So there's all sorts of different art forms that'll come out from there.
That's right, yes. And I'm very thankful to have support from Arts ACT for project funding for the production of this work. But yes, it's going to be a variety of works. It's going to be sculptural works with cast bronzes, large-scale prints, artist books, paintings, ceramics, glass possibly, and who knows what else as the time goes on.
Yeah, so first of all, that will play in Mildura, and you may not have to go all the way across there to see it. Eventually, I guess, we might see some of it here.
Yeah, certainly hoping as we get the works produced that we'll be showing it in Canberra too.
Excellent. Something to look forward to later on in this year. What we have immediately, though, is the Beaver Gallery show, and that opens tomorrow effectively, isn't it? People can go and see it from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And as usual, they have a run there for 3 to 4 weeks, I think. So,
that's right, until the 9th of August.
Excellent. So you have to be disciplined. You have to make sure that you go in and see it over the next few weeks, otherwise it will vanish. That's great. Thank you for coming and talking with us today, Nicola.
My pleasure. Great to have a chance to talk about it.